Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
Yeah, can't defend your block, Maguire, till you win 2021. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Footy.
Pull up.
My name is Tayo Guru.
My name is Ifeanyi Awani. We are here today. Oh, God. Everywhere is soft. Everywhere is stew.
You're going to be like entering me.
I know they enter you, Abel. Calm down. Shout out to Omo Shalewa Smart. This is none of that erotica football stuff going on here. Don't worry. If you are following Omo Shalewa Smart on the tail, you know what I'm talking about. Shout out
to her.
She's a Man U fan now. She see her as a Fred, a love up. Oh, my guy, Konate.
She can't defend a block.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? Another footballing week. Ife is happy as usual.
As usual, I've been happy this season. I've not been sad this season.
It's been good, man.
My joy has not been stolen, even in the League Cup. No joy is still there.
So let's go into waiting to do your enemy. Go.
How do I start? First of all, see Ronaldo, stop beating up young boys. Don't do that.
He just kicked the ball. He didn't beat him.
He wanted to kill my shining light. They've already cut out one of my boys, Javier Elliott, get to us from my G.
Yeah.
And now they want to kill another one. That's what's doing my enemy right now. I think it's just the injuries.
He only kicked this thing, though. He only kicked the ball. Like, nothing happened. Just kicked the ball.
This is why I don't like you, man. You're an up.
How?
You are an up.
You want me to bully Bobo?
You are a big up. You are a very big up.
That's what you can say. You're not telling me the reason why I'm an up.
Yeah, not because you don't support me. You don't have my back on this podcast. That's what I'm saying, man. You don't have my back. I need to have my back. You need my ride or die.
You remind me of Kid Wire and this babe. I don't forget her name.
Copy. DJ Cops.
No, not DJ Cops.
Oh, Erica. you didn't really Kid Wire me for this podcast, though, please.
I need you to have my back.
You're not having my back, man. See?
Yeah.
What's really doing my enemy right now is that Navigator injury. Navi season is in full flow.
Yeah.
And nothing can stop it. Not even a Pogba red card challenge. Mm. Pogba, why'd you do that, man? Four, I'll be five goals down.
Can you blame Pogba for that?
Yes, I blame him.
So you don't want it to go into the challenge?
Actually, I blame him and I blame Anthony Taylor as well, because that guy didn't manage the game well at all. There were challenges prior to
Why would you say that? Why?
He was letting the game flow. See, this thing that they're doing with the Premier League where they're allowing games to flow, stop it. Put a stop to it now. We've already seen
these are normal tackles.
No, they are not normal tackles. I don't agree to that.
Just
a few seasons ago. Last season we were complaining that the league was soft, that we're playing for everything. Now we've gone to the other extreme now, where they're trying to kill players.
Accept that.
Just look at little Naby. See what they did to him.
Accept that Naby Keita doesn't have legs anymore. Just accept it.
Accept it.
He doesn't have legs anymore.
You're calling me a bastard. That's why you're calling me now, because I have to accept such.
I know you have a mother and a father. I've seen them, so, and they're not dead. So, you're not a bastard. Yeah.
Anyway,
good win for you guys. Yeah. Anyway, myself, I win. Thank God. Yeah, that's that. The people where they win. I'm trying to call Perry, and Perry's not picking my call. Because I actually wanted him to be on this episode.
I want to mention another listener, my good friend. We were raised together in the same house. Same mother and father. You know that right now.
Yeah.
I'll be sleeping when I get home. If he's not sleeping, we'll sleep together in the same bed, just like the old days.
Are you calling out your brother?
I'm calling out my brother. Merimubio to reschedule Awani. I'm coming to meet you, David. You were very confident prior to this match. Yet you captain Mo Salah. What's that about, bro? How you feeling now? Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Michael Amari, you come to Masala too, man. What's going on with you guys? Eh? You guys don't believe your guys anymore. Anyway, good tactics for you guys. You got what? 42 points, have you? If you come to Salah, you get 42 points. Basically. But I don't know about
the three bonus.
That one never entered.
Three goals, one assist.
That's TMJ's work.
Yeah.
Let's go for it, bro. Alright, cool. Let's get into business now. Where are we starting?
We're starting. Where else do you want to start? It's like match of the day. We start where everything happened. the 5-0 drubbing.
According to much of this, the team with the most stats that he starts with. So that should be Chelsea, Norwich. But anyway, let's start with Liverpool.
You know they shame as they talk that thing just now we talk.
No, it's the team with the most stats now. If you're going according to match of the day, how they did, the team with the most stats, that's who they start with.
Okay, I don't like to speak all the English when you won't speak Finnish. Yeah, now. So yeah. I will ask you again.
Is this how you're going to go through this episode?
Yes.
PG.
No, that's not.
So if you switch words, I'll slap you.
But you know I can't maintain it. My PG is not that good. I can't maintain it for how many minutes now?
You don't even switch up already.
No. The thing is, you put me under pressure. Don't put me under pressure. I cannot be PG under pressure. Stop.
No wahala. Let's talk Liverpool Manchester United.
The biggest game in the land, and you're calling Chelsea Norwich. Apologize.
Listen.
Apologize.
I did not call. I'm not going to apologize.
Why?
Because you said
you
that
never
we
have my
go...
back on this podcast. Once again.
This is on you.
Go on.
This is on you.
No, prap.
What is prap?
you are letting the chopper sing or whatever. No, sing. Sing.
Anyway. Liverpool, Manchester. I'm sorry, Manchester United, Liverpool.
Yes, emphasis on Manchester United,
yes,
Liverpool.
Obviously, because
they are at home.
They were at home, yes. Yeah. 5-0 win. What? I think let's focus on Liverpool first. How good were Liverpool today?
Amazing. Just see, I think today more than ever, we really saw the Firmino role at work today. Zero goals, I think also zero assists. But honestly, I think one of the man, was it men or man? Ah, God.
Pressing.
This is where I go to my pigeon. Yeah. One of the orgasms of the match.
Yeah.
Because wow, the pressing, the interceptions, you know, very crucial. Imagine not he doesn't get an assist for the first goal, but look at the work he does in the build up to that.
Yeah.
That's what Roberto gives you, week in, week out. I mean, that's why you're never really bothered when he's not scoring as often as, let's say, Salah or Mane, because that's not his primary work.
Yeah.
Primary work is to, you know, cause havoc in the defense of the opposition. And he did that today magnificently. Special mention to Naby Keita as well. He did really well today. Unfortunate to get that, the injury. Yeah. I hope that it's nothing too serious and that he comes back really quickly, because it seems that he's going to have a very vital role to play this season.
Right.
Especially with all the way the midfield is very, like... I don't know, in and out, the midfield, the injuries are happening again this season, but now it's happening in the midfield area. Well,
Thiago and CJ, they're back. Naby goes out.
You know, it's like, what's that thing now? Musical chairs, yeah. Salah, first opposition player to get a hat-trick at Old Trafford in the Premier League era.
Since.
Put some respect on my boy's name. Sorry?
No, like since when? Like
since 1930.
When last time it happened?
I mean, it did. Last time it happened, it even happened in Premier League era. Yeah. Happened in the English First Division. Mm. That's in 1930. So that's like pre-World War II. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. You're not talking again. Because like you seem to just be on a roll. You're stuck.
Let's talk about my boy Ibu Konate. Everybody's going to get a mention today. Ibu!
Did you expect...
Alisson still had his save to make. Do you understand?
Did you expect the performance United put out?
I didn't expect it because, you know, see, let's get back to base. Let's get back to reality.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. This is actually shambolic, man.
Yeah.
You don't come to Anfield and think that, you know, such is going to happen.
They say come to Anfield.
Yeah, they can't come to Anfield
and do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, they won't do that. They won't do that, Anfield. What they did today. I mean, what they did today, nobody expected.
No, I mean, like, what we did at Old Trafford today, I don't think they can do that at Anfield. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And also, and that also tells you, they didn't bring their A game. They didn't even bring their B game or their C game. No game. No sauce.
This is like a normal game this season. This is how they've been. Like, there hasn't been any change, because people have always talked about when we play this big team,
no offense to Atalanta, but do you think we're Atalanta, fam? Show me some respect.
No. I don't understand why you are angry.
I'm upset because what's that?
Who is this down to?
They should do better.
Now, I want to ask you the reason why United played this way.
No system, no coaching, just vibes. Vibes can only take you so far.
Do you really need coaching against Liverpool?
Well, they needed coaching today. And they didn't see it.
When you say coaching, like, what do you mean? Like, pack the bus?
No, if you know that Liverpool are playing so well away from home, especially, I mean, we scored 3 away from home now, I think, every game.
Yes, every
game. You know that they have this clear attacking threat. I think first thing you should try and like get a handle on the game, or at least defend well in the like in, at
started,
the right.
Started McFred.
Well, McFred, no, nothing.
You don't work today.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
So, what is it down to? Is it down to discipline of these players, or is the coach just saying the right things?
I feel like they want to say like the players let the coach down. And some poor. I think that's the minority of the United fan base saying that, you know. In fact, a very small minority, to be honest. I don't know if I've seen any reactions like that. But majority of fans are saying it's purely on the coach. And I think he has to take some responsibility for the result today, because he just hasn't set his team up in the best way to win this game. Because you cannot look at the money that has been raised, been put together to assemble this team. Okay. And then
most of these players.
Yes?
Most of these players. This is not no disrespect. This is not Norwich. This is not Leeds. Okay, Leeds is a rivalry for them. My point is, you know, you're playing your biggest rivals in the world today. I don't feel a coach has to tell you that, okay, you know what, let's buckle up. You understand? Let's be serious. We're not serious against Atlanta. We're lucky. We're lucky against Villarreal as well. What's the name? Leicester exposed us. You understand? Okay, it will come to a situation. You know, I always say to this podcast that players have to take responsibility at a point. You can't just leave everything for the coach. You know, everybody has been.
Let me finish.
People always say that, oh, Ole is a PE manager, everything. Like that. These things, these players, they see it. They can't say they don't see it because they're always on social media as well. You get, they see it. I'm sure. In their space itself, they talk about it, about Ole. Some of the players will not like Ole, will not like his tactics, will not like the way he coaches them. Now you're playing Liverpool. This is basically on you now, like you as an individual. Oh, I don't want to lose to Liverpool today. Do you understand? Like I should put in my A game. So now I'm saying, like, forget Ole. This is us now. Let us be compact at least. We've been conceding silly goals. If you check the last three games, we've been conceding silly goals. Let us be compact today. Let us chill. Let Liverpool work hard as they've been working hard at Old Trafford.
The players that you're calling now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because now I also saw that, you know, some people are trying to go that route as well. Paul Scholes, for example.
Yes.
Name calling Pogba. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he called anybody else's name. He name called Pogba because of the tackle.
Called red card.
Yeah, on that
red card. But now,
I want to ask you now, is Pogba at fault for any of the five goals?
It's not about being at fault for any of the five goals. What has been the complaint for Pogba since he joined United?
Pogba's performance in this game is basically like it's nothing. It doesn't add or take away anything from the performance.
Are you going to answer?
You're making me defend Paul Pogba on
no,
a day.
No, I'm saying are you going to? But you're not answering me. What's the main problem with Paul Pogba? What's his main problem?
His inconsistency.
It's not even inconsistency. Okay. Discipline. He doesn't have to give. All the players cannot give you, unless you're Mo Salah. All the players cannot give you a 7 over 10 performance in every game, unless you're Mo Salah this season. You understand? So, him, it's not even about. Man U fans don't want him to be dropping assists or anything. Just be disciplined, man. There's a reason why a part of your fan base, in fact, most of the fans, he still gets sticker, but most of your fan base, they will still support Henderson because he's disciplined. You get? Van Dijk, you guys have been conceding goals. I can't see somebody coming out to shit on Van Dijk. You understand? Nobody comes to shit on Van Dijk because what? He has done something. Pogba, since he came, is still the same thing. And I'm not even trying to shit on him. I'm just saying that the players as a whole, in general, it will come to a time that you have to take responsibility. You can't keep us shouting, Ole this, Ole that, Ole this, Ole that.
Well, I guess that...
You can't be babying these guys all the time. You can't be babying these guys all the time.
It doesn't help that Ole doesn't seem to have a general idea of how he wants his team to set up.
Why would you say that?
Wait, hold on.
Why would you say that?
If United were to do the right thing and sack him and get another manager, maybe then we could start saying, okay, fine, the players are not doing well.
Have they not sacked? Yes. Since Fergie left.
They sacked
Moyes, right? Said he wasn't playing the United way. They brought in Van Gaal. They said his build-up play is very slow. Mind you, are playing very dry. They brought in their dream signing, Jose Mourinho. They got tired of him. They said, man, you were too defensive. Now they brought in Ole. Ole overachieved in his caretaker role. Now bringing him into him being a manager now, he has done some good things. Obviously, the main thing is to win a trophy. He hasn't done that. You get? And now, they've given him money and everything. Everything is, like, back to square one again. But now, I'm not saying, like, this one is even... Ole, he's 80% at fault. Yes, obviously, because... Your team is not balanced. I don't know why you guys went to sign Ronaldo for no reason. You get cause like you were building something already.
You know, it's funny. I spoke earlier about the Firmino role. Look at the Ronaldo role today in the team.
It's different because you can't say all nines are like that.
Yeah, but
your
then,
nine is different. You can't compare that.
I feel like in terms of like the way the Premier League is set up right now, I don't know if you can have
doesn't press.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think you can have any of the big teams. And I say this respectfully to Ronaldo. I don't think you can have passengers in any of look at the other. Look at
36 years
wait now, old. Yes, but that speaks to the acquisition. Like why make the acquisition when you know that in a league that plays with dynamic nines, you go bring in non-dynamic nine.
Okay. Didn't they bring in Ibrahimovic?
Clearly they have a problem.
They have a problem. My point is that bringing in Ibrahimovic wasn't a bad idea as well. I mean, he scored what 20 goals out of 21 goals before he got injured.
Even Ibra now AC Milan who moves more than Ronaldo now. Let's be honest.
I don't understand. Are you not blaming Ronaldo for his movements?
I'm not blaming Ronaldo, but all I'm saying is that
Ronaldo could
Van Dijk and Ibo had a very, very stressful game. Relatively stressful. I mean, Van Dijk could easily wear the shirt he wore today for the next away game
Who is that down to? So you're telling me Ronaldo down to Ronaldo not pressing them. Is that what you're saying?
No, obviously he's not going to press because that's not the system they're playing. And then also, where the system now? Who sets up the system? The coach. Where does everything still fall back on? The coach.
The coach. And I told you before that 80% of the problem is Ole.
Okay,
now,
fine.
This 20% is what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Taking responsibility at some point because people are saying, yes, now it's actually annoying because you can't keep on babying these guys. Today, Jurgen Klopp kept on shouting on his players to get back into position. It is your job. You understand? Why is Trent running forward at 5-0? Oh, because it's 5-0. You are running forward. You are leaving that space open.
Yeah.
Salah had to go and cover for
it. Trent,
any sense.
Trent, don't do that again to me, man. My FPL almost crumbled because of the at the back.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
My only FPL clean sheet, you tried to mess me up.
How old is he? 22.
Trent, 22 now.
We can't keep, he's not a youngster anymore.
He's getting to that stage where he's a professional right now. He's been a top level professional for a while.
There's a piece on Athletic saying how he speaks about the mentor now to Harvey Elliott and what's the other winger? I think Cade.
Is that the kind of example you are setting for them?
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying, man?
Trent, I'm asking you when we drop this episode, man.
I'm asking you. Anyway, brilliant win for Liverpool.
United were shit. End of story.
Let's before we go on a break.
Liverpool were brilliant.
This whole first segment now. Liverpool. Before I go on a break, it's Liverpool, Chelsea, and City, right?
That's the title race. Mm. As it stands, that's the title race, man. I mean, United are kind of struggling, you know.
8 points behind.
Complete the top four as long as
14.
Them,
you
Arsenal.
Guys were abusing us, so.
Them, Arsenal, Leicester, Spurs, you know. Those
you
are
were
guys
abusing
that...
us, so.
Okay, let's allow Papi shine.
He did call West Ham.
Sorry, West Ham as well. Michel Antonio, man, keep proving me. Well, not proving me wrong, but like he just keeps surprising me, man. I always feel like nah, he's not going to just, you know, and then he just keeps doing more and more. Like, big ups to him, man.
Cool. We'll talk more about the rest of the Premier League in the next segment. Okay.
And we're back.
You talked about Liverpool, Chelsea, and City being title contenders.
So which game should we start with?
Chelsea. 7-0, are we? That was expected.
That's performance of champions, you know. First versus last.
What did Peter Drew say, sir? Champions League versus Championship.
Damn.
That will have hurt a bit. Apparently, Billy Gilmore was celebrating with Chelsea players at the end of the game.
What do you want him to do? I don't understand.
Really? Really? Where a yellow shirt right now? I'm being a Norwich fan. I hear that.
I don't understand. You borrow somebody, his real team came. His real team.
I use 30 BG.
I don't understand. You are borrowing. It's not. It was just your turn. God.
I think the main thing about the game is it was good that they could do without Lukaku. I don't want to diss Werner, you understand?
No.
It's not as if Werner
Timo Werner definitely adds something to the Chelsea game, even when he doesn't score, based on like the running and just providing space for other players to walk in.
Okay.
I mean, fine, his finishing could like leaves a lot to be desired in certain moments. But you can't say that when he's on the pitch, Chelsea don't play well.
It's not about Chelsea not playing well. It's about him putting the ball in.
They would play better if he was scoring.
Because
goals.
If he scored goals last season, I don't think they buy Lukaku.
And they bought Lukaku anyway.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so.
I'm like, yeah, what else to say, man? I think it was expected that they would win, but not by that much.
Not by that much.
I think
yeah,
Norwich are just.
Yeah.
Like they said at the end of the game, the opponents were like, maybe Norwich right now need to think about whether they need to part ways with Daniel Farke. Because it seems they are very content with coming up and going down, coming up and going down. They seem to be like the yo-yo team right now in England.
I think it's more about him being the perfect person for the job until the team is still settled when they go down.
Yeah, but they need to stay up at some point. Surely they need to stay up.
To stay up, you have to spend money. You have to buy quality players.
Have Brentford spent money?
Brentford have not spent money.
I mean,
Brentford have brought something new.
Why can't Norwich also apply the same money ball approach and then maybe the tactical innovations, quote unquote, Thomas Frank?
Yeah. Why you say Brentford? Brentford have not stayed in the Premier League.
Okay, fine. They've not stayed yet. But right now, they have a much better chance of staying up than Norwich, as it stands.
Yes, most definitely.
I mean, it's always good.
Nine games in. How many games are they... how many points are they to beat the drop right now? I think it's 4. So, like, all their mates are doing badly as well. Forget say yes, they've not won anything. I think only two have not won this season. Newcastle have not won this season. Obviously, things
have
changed.
Wait, are we really saying Burnley are Brentford's mates now?
Yes, now. I mean, if you're in relegation battle, you're all basement boys now.
But Burnley are like Premier League. They're Premier League, what's called? At least they've been here for a while now.
Yeah.
So I don't think we can extend them the same grace that we're going to extend to Brentford because they shouldn't even be where they are now.
I'm not extending grace to anybody.
Okay.
I'm saying, we're talking about Norwich, not even Brentford. I'm saying Norwich,
Yeah.
Like, the way people shouldn't look down at them yet because they're only like 4 points.
So
if they get 4 more points,
Are you saying that they can do something?
Things could change now. What if he changes the tactics and somehow they are getting points? You understand?
Okay.
You never know now.
Okay.
It's just 9 games into the season now. And then. Most of their mates have not won as well, like them. E.g. Newcastle, okay, that one will change very soon. Burnley haven't won this season as well. But Sean Dyche has his experience and everything.
So you're saying this is football, anything can happen?
Basically, yes.
All right, let's
give them a chance.
Chelsea didn't really do anything that they didn't expect. I think the unexpected for me was missing Mount hat-trick. Edouard Mendy is just, wow.
Yeah, top goalkeeper.
I mean, even in a 7-0 game, you know, he still had to pull out some peckers.
A very key save.
This man right now is gobbling up clean sheets, man. I think for the continent, it's really, really amazing that, you know, an African goalkeeper is doing this madness in one of, if not the biggest league in the world.
Yeah.
And I think every day it's looking more and more baffling that he's not even amongst the nominees for the Ballon d'Or. Because what else does he have to do to get in there?
Don't need to stress yourself about that. No need to stress yourself about that. Like, Ballon d'Or lists are always edgy.
Yeah.
And he won't be in top three, so there's no... Obviously, yeah, it's a good thing to be on the list, though.
And I say this grudgingly as someone that doesn't really like Chelsea, but give my African brother his flowers, man.
Okay. As we're doing here on the podcast.
Yeah.
Man City, we all knew they would beat Brighton. Like,
playing without a 9.
No, they asked me a question about that on Sky Sports.
Phil, yeah?
When who's Phil?
Who they ask?
They asked like Pep.
Okay, Pep, yeah?
Pep, a question about him not getting a 9 this season and it's as if he didn't really need a 9.
Yeah.
And look at his reply. His reply was, we're going to lose a game at some point this season. And you're going to ask me, you, the person that was asking the question, you're going to ask me the question that, why didn't you buy a 9? The guy just kept quiet for some minutes.
What do you want to say? Checkmate.
I love that reply for Pep. That's like, if I don't love Pep for anything, that reply alone. I love this fella.
These managers understand the dance that is press conference, you know, and I think he's already like he's one step ahead already now, because when the time comes,
they will ask him the question.
It'll be very funny if it's the same guy that interviews him after this loss that is definitely going to come, because I think the last team, in fact, the only team to go undefeated is still Arsenal.
Yeah.
Relax yourself. You need to calm down, man. Because
I don't... Wenger, the Invisible, is coming out November 29th. Me and I check out for her.
You don't go collect money. Influencer. But yeah, there's going to be a loss coming. And when it does come, you know, the night is going to change.
It might not even be a loss. It could be a draw. You understand? It could even be a 1-0 win. I'll be like, if they had a striker, they would have scored more goals on the day.
At this point now, even I myself, we're going to have to bury this whole talk of them needing a 9.
I think the reply buries itself.
The team really is just that good, and I think Pep expects something, you know, something great from his players. Forget that they don't have an out-and-out striker, because you don't spend the money that you do in all these various positions, you know, and then you cannot score goals.
Yeah. What do you think about Foden?
He's amazing, really, honestly. I have player envy.
You say player envy?
Player envy, because I mean our own, I guess, Phil Foden, Harvey Elliott got injured, you know. And Harvey was kind of on that same trajectory sort of as Phil right now is on this season, you know. Who knows? Maybe if it was fit, I probably started the game today in the Naby Keita position, funny enough. Or maybe even in the Milner position, maybe you start Naby and Harvey, but that's a very small midfield. I don't know if you want to do that, but that's just me thinking out loud.
Ask you about Foden, man.
Sorry, you know I get distracted. My team is amazing as well.
Dude, it's not.
But yeah, Phil.
Man, you were the rubbish today. Sorry, give me.
Give me my flowers, bro. Come. Give me my flowers.
I did now. Come on. Up the Liverpool, okay, man.
Back to Phil. He seems like he can play in almost every attacking position. Even if he can play like at any of the... He can play as an 8, as a 10, as a CM.
As a 6.
You know, he could probably play as a 6, but...
Yes. He did that for England, though, against Andorra.
Yeah,
he's Andorra, but...
They're never going to ask him to do that at Man City.
No, never.
That's not his concern. The other better, at least senior men. Not better, because I mean, the boy right now is proving everybody wrong. You just go there now and be playing better than them. But let's call them senior players. Yeah. They are senior players in that position. But wow, what a talent, man. Pep has unearthed another one. Or maybe it's the City, and what's called?
They didn't say the most talented youngster here as coach. And they asked him what about Messi. I was like, Messi, he didn't like start with Messi when
he
was
No, he didn't start with Messi. I think Rijkaard takes the credit for that. So, Phil Foden, man.
All right, quickly, let's talk about the Watford. Is it Renaissance now?
Sorry, can I say special mention to Graham Potter, man? I think even in the even though they lost 5-0, I think out of all the teams that lost heavily this weekend, I think Brighton were probably the best.
What does that even mean?
Brighton, Norwich, then United. That's the hierarchy.
I think you just wanted to put that in. You just wanted to sneak it in.
See, you only get one shot at your ops. You have to strike while the iron is hot.
They fuck up, man. They fuck up.
I can't fuck up. See, this is the only chance I have to fuck. I can never fuck up when I did fuck up today.
Yeah. You didn't even put Everton in there. Everton lost horribly to Watford.
Those ones are not ups again now.
But they're your friends.
They're friends. At this point now, I just feel... See, I know that Skepta really... To paraphrase Skepta, Messi's side lives matter. But when an up... What happened? Something. I cannot feel remorse. But I feel remorse right now. The city of Merseyside is suffering. Mm-hmm. What's going on? It seems there's only one team.
What happened to them? Because you're winning 2-1. It's not teams to be settled now. You're playing what? A Watford team that are not really settled yet. New manager and all. And then you just fell.
Dilly Ding Dilly Dong is in town. I mean, we said that... The pundit said that at some point, you know, Watford were going to give somebody breakfast. He doesn't think it was going to come very early. And it came at the home of the Merseyside Blues. I think they just they showed their naivety in certain respects. I think Josh King did really well. I think what really happens is that the game is kind of in control to an extent, then they lose their heads towards the end of the game where they are meant to, you know, show that.
I think they were chasing the goal, that was why they were chasing the winner.
And then they just
no discipline at the back. Well, Rafa has some work to do there because back to back losses at home.
And it seems they're like some kind of like premium judge at that side, because why is Josh King, your player that couldn't do anything while he was there, scoring a hat trick against you, man?
It happened. That's football. I meant completely. You don't say anything. Anything can happen. But
Not that. Frozen, as usual. That's quickly, not what should happen.
Let's talk about the El Clasico.
Oh, we're doing that now? We're doing that now?
Oh, the draft game, Abby. That's why.
Dead game, man. Dead game. Barcelona really fell off when the GOAT went to France.
No disrespect, but I think it's been by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock Nigerian time, because obviously we have foreigners listening to the podcast. 3 o'clock Nigerian time, that was disrespect enough. You understand?
I feel like they wouldn't do that when Ronaldo and Messi were...
Prime time, 8 p.m.
Prime time.
I'm sure we won't be able to cover them. I'm sure we won't be able to cover, because we record around the time. We'll be recording around the time they play. So, El Clasico in the afternoon was very weird to me. Very, very weird to me. If it was okay, Saturday evening kickoff, I could even take that. But Sunday, in the midst of Leicester and Brentford, you know, West Ham, and come on, man.
The United game started during Clasico, if I'm correct.
No, after.
After?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, like, no, you guys, you're Gagant one now.
No. It started during.
Are you hearing me?
What time did the Liverpool game start?
4:30.
What time did the game start?
3:15.
So how can they ask? It started during.
Yeah, you.
My G, calculate the time for me right now.
What do you mean during? What do you mean during? I don't understand.
The what's called the Man United.
Oh, Man United started during. Oh, okay.
Normally they are giving them spacing. Like there have been some space.
Like let them finish the Clasico. Let them talk
about
it.
Or even just put the Clasico after the United Liverpool game.
How it is normally? Yeah, that's how it is normally.
I feel like. Like this hasn't happened in a while.
Well, Atletico are playing what Society and Real?
Yeah,
imagine. Okay. Why did they put them in that spot?
They are champions. They are big boys now. Sociedad are also.
No, I'm saying, why did they put the Clasico in that spot, in the evening spot? Do you understand?
The league champions versus the Copa del Rey champions. Where do you want to?
Which Copa del Rey champions? Copa del Rey, don't be saying rubbish on the podcast. Man. Copa del Rey champions are Barcelona. Don't let them come for you.
Oh, my bad. You know, they play 2 finals in 1 year now. Forgive me. Forgive me. See, when I say you don't have my back now.
I have your back. I'm telling you to like.
That's not your back. You correct me on the timeline, not during the recording.
That's why
are you whispering in my ear? Don't do that again. Don't do that again. What was that? Barcelona fans, I don't know what to tell you, but I cannot feel remorse. I cannot feel remorse. How does it feel? Eh?
Oh, God.
Rubbish.
Shut up.
I want you to see. I dare you. Ask me, fam.
I don't think anybody thought Barcelona were going to win the game. Not sure how bad. I think they've been generally this season.
How can you like...
Well, big ups to Aguero. He scored his first.
They came twice, back-to-back, man.
First time Ancelotti has won in the Camp Nou as well. What were the records? Alaba scored his first goal. The kids really enjoyed themselves today.
I think this could be the start of their Barca era. Now, we don't know how long Barca era usually lasts.
What do you mean the start? Start already now.
When did it start?
It started already, like this, the beginning of the season. You said this could be the start, like.
No, I mean this season, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now we don't know how long it's going to last for, because it's Barca, you know, anything can happen. They just want to get some calls. I mean, football clubs can easily get loans. They get one nice loan from somewhere now. Mm-hmm. Cash out.
Switch up.
On ECC. Low down. Build it, you know how it goes. Yeah. But like, yeah, right now the team isn't ready, man. Maybe there's something there are signs here and there.
Like I said, they have to start coaching.
No intense coaching, intense after match training. Maybe after the game, and nobody goes home. Everybody goes straight to the what's it called? The
coach doesn't know what he's doing again. So
that's another clueless guy too, as well.
Yeah, he is. He's very clueless, man. No disrespect, because he did a good job at the Netherlands, but what do you call it? The national team job is kind of like
granted, he wasn't expecting to coach a Messi-less Barcelona.
Messi covered his ass last season, though.
Messi covered his ass last season, man. Messi, because of Messi, they won the Copa del Rey. Because of Messi, they finished what, third? We're not sure if they'll finish the top four.
What I can say now is that the transition post Messi has been made harder by the abrupt, exit.
Okay.
It wasn't meant to end. The story wasn't meant to end like
this. Yes, it wasn't meant to be like this. Yes.
Like Messi, yes, he's covering, but then as he's covering, you're trying to fit the other pieces in the puzzle. Mm. And now it's like they just scattered the entire puzzle everywhere, bust. Mm.
True talk. I agree with you, man.
They probably sacked that one too as well, let's be honest. He has 1 year.
They don't have money. So they'll to the end of the season.
End of the season.
They won't sign a new
contract. It's a different type of club. They're not going to go down. They'll qualify for champs regardless.
They won't qualify for champs.
They won't qualify for champs?
Yes. I'm saying it out.
You heard it here first.
Yes. Tayo Okunubia.
Tayo Okunubia.
They don't call me Papi. Tayo Okunubia. Oluwa Tayo Okunubia.
Hey,
go! Yeah.
Terrible.
That is very terrible. That team is terrible. I did not have a terrible manager. God. No champs.
Let's talk about Madrid. I'm always complaining about the age of the team, but now they've... Not even like they refresh his signings because it's essentially the same guys
they've grown.
They added added Camavinga, you know, that's one of the newer young legs. But then Rodrigo and Vinicius seem to be finally justifying the money that was spent on them. Benzema is just, you know, fine wine, all these fine wine guys, you know, let's talk about them, all the fine wine boys, Ronaldo, Ibra, Benzema now, well, not now really, for a while now.
Since Ronaldo left.
Yeah, aging beautifully.
Yeah.
Aging.
Edin Dzeko as well.
Chef's kiss. Just beautiful, man. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope I don't play them anytime soon.
You guys are good, man.
Well, good, but I don't want to play current Benzema right now.
Fear? Why are they fear now?
Small Yash, they shake. Small Yash do shake sometimes.
Who be the Small Yash?
You know, Liverpool is stressful club for football. I'm not saying that we won't beat them.
I agree with you.
But you saw the game at the Wanda.
At 3-0, you were still complaining. So, I agree with you. At 3-0 today, you were still complaining.
You saw the game at the Wanda, please. That's what I can say. That's enough said.
I think, yeah, God helped you.
God no day football.
God no day football.
Please.
Football God helped you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or Hermoso was just tired. Yeah. One of them.
Hermoso, mi amor.
Roman Napoli.
First game, I think that Napoli are blanking this season. First draw as well, also. I think what's his face? Mourinho got sent off in the first half. Mm. First half, second half? I think yellow first half, then second yellow.
He got two yellows.
He got two yellows.
It's not like the first coach to get that.
Well, probably.
I don't know. I've not heard. They might be like another coach.
Yeah, one, but like.
Because I know Conte just gets red. Yeah. Gasperini too, just red. Just get out. But like, you know, yellow, wow, that's new.
After what happened against Bodo Glimt, I know he wanted a response from his team. And while they might not have won the game, but to play against a Napoli team that are just simply flowing right now, and to be able to disrupt that flow to an extent.
The form of Osimhen, so.
Osimhen, you know.
Only Mourinho can stop that.
Only Mourinho, man. Which is really like, and you know, a lot of United fans, to go back to that other game now, they said that maybe if he was coaching United, maybe that was, and I feel like they're probably right.
It's a fact.
Mourinho doesn't big games. He loves a big game, you know. Even if he loses a big game, they're not going to just give up 5 goals.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Roma today showed a lot of like tactical intelligence, I felt, and they did the right things at the right period, and they were able to nullify Napoli's threat.
Yeah.
Osimhen right now has been one of the best strikers on the continent.
Yeah,
I mean,
even not the best. Yeah.
See, special mention to my Nigerian brother, Sorry, man. I had to give up. Big ups to my guy. Because if I don't hail him, who will?
Everybody's hailing him already, man. I mean, in the stadium, the stadium announcer, the way they announce his name when he scores a goal. So
yeah, they seem to love him.
They don't need you. The racism has gone down a smidge.
You know, since they have
racism. I think for black people, as far as you're performing, there's no more racism. But once you don't perform, problem.
Which is still kind of racism because there shouldn't be racism regardless.
At all, yeah, regardless.
Yeah, but yeah, what was that, man? Napoli. I think they can take. They had to get a draw somewhere, and if they're going to draw a game, as well be against one of the other title contenders as well. So
what they call it is the six sisters, I mean. I think that's what they call them.
No, the seven sisters.
The seven sisters, yeah.
I mean, Parma, well, it should be six now. Parma have dropped out. Maybe they've been replaced by Atalanta, I guess.
Yeah, let's say that.
But yeah, draft game all in all, I think. So maybe just because of the what was going on with Roma trying to nullify Napoli. So the game wasn't as interesting as I'd have liked it to be. Mm. Aside from Osimhen scoring the goal that was ruled out for offside.
Clearly offside.
But Napoli seemed, you know, it's still very early because you know how it is with especially Inter and Juve, you know, playing later today. Let's see how that ends up. But Napoli right now look like they are in championship mode.
That's all good. Let's take a break and we'll continue more about the Serie A. We'll talk more about the Serie A. Let's continue. Happy. If you let's talk AC Milan now quickly.
Morale high
for who?
Morale.
Why are you beating me, man?
Morale high. Ginger. Energy.
For what?
No, I just, you know, special. I'm trying to give you that.
I feel you, man.
Diego Simeone energy.
Yeah.
What was that? Milan, those ones, pipes.
The pipes, they won now. And they're top of the league.
But at what cost?
What do you mean at what cost? They're top of the league now.
They needed what? 2 red cards to beat.
To beat Cagliari?
Can I be Bologna?
Oh, Bologna, sorry.
Why are you sleeping, fam? Why are you sleeping?
You don't hit me back. I'm
yes, now. You know, you're on your 10 toes right
now. You know, you support me, actually. So, how do you think we support you?
Your former player.
This guy, for don't tell me this thing.
Takahiro.
I don't want to call you out, but just.
If you like, call me out, I will deny him. They beat all the cases, man.
It will shock you.
Yeah, AC Milan, top of the table.
Yep.
But I think Serie A is going to be one of them ones where they're going to have a nice merry-go-round at the top this season.
Mm.
Because they have, it's like this is the post-Juve strength era. So everybody's gunning for the title, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing that Napoli, what's it called, won all their games. And yet, AC Milan are top right now.
That's weird. They're joint top.
They should join top now with the draw. But that shows you how strong the league is right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is more even.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike in previous years.
Thank God.
it definitely makes the matches.
Thank Conte.
It makes the league more enjoyable. So you need someone to break some yoke. Yeah.
It's all good, man. We'll see how it goes for them.
The Lion is still
like
scoring.
Like I said, your point about them leading to, because I think they were leading 2-0 now.
2-0.
When they were down to 10, Bologna.
Yeah.
And Bologna came back 2-2. 2-2.
The Lion had Lion scored an own goal.
Are we
and also scored as well.
Are we putting that down to the inexperience in the team because of how AC Milan are going about their business now?
Yeah.
Building team around young players.
You know, the average age is unfairly skewed by having two elderly strikers.
Yeah.
So you think maybe this is an experienced team, but then you look at other places, you know, you have Tonali in midfield.
Yeah.
You have Benassi. How old is Benassi now?
I'm sure 23, 24, around that as well. They're young than this.
You know, and then also they've been hit by their keeper as well. Very good keeper, by the way.
My gun, I
think. Yeah, out for a bit.
Yeah, 3 months.
So that's all. You never, I mean, the spine starts at where? The post, the keeper.
Yeah.
So they've lost a very key element in that team.
Mm.
I hope, what's his name? Tatarasu?
Yeah.
Tatarasu. Tatarasanu.
Yeah.
Bruh, sounds like one of them Naruto Sharingan type things.
He's Romanian.
No offense to all the Romanian listeners. Why are you laughing, fam? We have Romanian listeners.
No, nothing. I'm happy that you said no.
You don't believe in this podcast, so.
I'm happy you said no offense.
I apologize. I'm a respectful guy. Yes. I get respect, unlike some people, for this pod. Pronouncing the word podcast is a problem. I think I will just say pod from now on because one syllable and then it's just
podcast is what? It's 2 syllables.
Yeah.
Okay. Pod and cast.
Yeah, the K and S sound coming back to back is just.
You have a problem with K? I think Nigerians generally have a problem with K.
Do we?
Cast.
Mm.
All right, are we doing this now? No, please.
This is not.
Atalanta, they drew 1-1. And after their horrible midweek, what we call it now? Their horrible midweek execution.
Execution.
Horrible music. And now they were winning, and last minute they lost the points again at home in Bergamo to who they play now, Udinese. What's going on with Gasperini and his team, man?
I guess when you get the tag. When you attacked as one of the most entertaining teams in Syria,
Definitely. These are the things that you give
us. Yeah, this is why. Entertain us. You're very entertaining.
But for you to win something, you need to be serious now. I mean, you need to beat Udinese.
Atalanta are definitely—they've been punching above their weight for like the past 2-3 seasons now. I mean, look, when you look at the money spent, it's a lot like they're like the money ball approach, definitely with a very tactically astute manager. But you can only go so far with that kind of approach.
Yeah.
And you feel like Atlanta fans are just enjoying the ride and just, you know, happy to be here. Okay. I mean, they're not going to win. I don't think they're going to win any, maybe a cup competition. They're definitely one of them teams that could do well in a cup.
But they were in the final of the Coppa Italia.
Yeah. That's probably where they will expect to see, trophies. What I think their aim is every season is to qualify for the Champions League and then try and build some pedigree in that competition, and then maybe
we can now build from there and be like a solid seven system,
solid team. Because you know that Champions League money can just appearing in the competition consistently can do wonders for a team. That everybody knows that. That's why everyone aspires to play at that level. So just, you know, their target again for Gasperini. That's why I think he will still keep his job, is because, you know, qualify for the Champions League, play good, exciting football, and maybe win a cup.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Let's delve into Dutch football for once.
Wait, are we going to the to the Netherlands before we go to Germany? Has that happened before?
Let's just do that. We know why.
Let's try and switch it up. It's just the same one.
Yes.
let's just switch it up. Yeah, it was a very big weekend.
Yeah, Ajax PSV.
Erik ten Hag.
5-0.
I don't know. United, you're looking for a coach, Abby.
Yeah, this was, you're a funny team. This is like equivalent to you guys, man.
Yeah.
You guys are, what do you call it?
United.
United, yeah. It's just that this one, the home team won.
What can I say?
Ajax are way bigger than. I think Ajax are like the Bayern of that side, too.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
Because why are you trashing PSV 5-0? Like, PSV are meant to be like your closest rivals, like the second.
Well, when you have that golf in wealth in a league, you know, this type of results are not out of the norm. I mean, they've done this before to their close rivals, so it's not something that like too unexpected. But you can say that PSV definitely didn't cover themselves in glory.
Yeah.
So it probably feels like another year. PSV are the current champions, yes?
Don't do that to PSV.
Sorry, my bad. It's Ajax, sorry. Yeah. Wow, I think I'm thinking of somewhere else. Well, who won the league season before this? Also Ajax?
I mean, it was the pandemic year, right? We gave it to them.
They did, they ended early. Uh-huh. What was I going to say now?
And the season before that, they won it.
I don't know. We can't... Conte can't start going to every league to manage... I don't know, the second best team so that they can break courses.
Break every chain.
He's not... Is he like a witch doctor or something? Is that what's going to happen? PSV, man, what can I say? You're doing your best.
But how can these teams, because like back in the day, in the early 2000s, PSV, like them and Ajax used to like really rap for this team. Like, you could even shout, I think the previous winners before Ajax.
I don't know if the teams.
Derek Coit's Feyenoord.
Yeah.
Yeah, his last season at Feyenoord. I think that was the last time another team but Ajax won it. But now I'm now thinking, like, how can they shift back to make it more competitive like back in the days? Like,
you know what really happens sometimes with these things is that when you find that Ajax has slipped up and another team has won, it's also like, obviously, yes, due to their own like intelligence in the market and then also finding players speaking at the right times, but then also has a bit to do with Ajax also like being a selling club as well. So you'll find that maybe when they haven't won the title, maybe they had to let go of some players to go to. I think the season that Der Kuyt won, hope I'm not wrong.
I think you're wrong. Whatever I'm going to say, you're going to be wrong.
I'm probably going to be wrong, man. Let me just not say it, because I'm about to make a very wild claim.
That time they were kind of rebuilding.
Yeah,
I think they lost Blin. They lost some key players that season as well. Yeah, I think they lost Eriksen as well. Yeah, so they were kind of rebuilding. They were not too good then, but now they're forced to reckon with the game. So.
And that's kind of how it is, man. Ajax are definitely like, they are the template Dutch club.
Yes.
So you don't really expect anything more than what is going on right now. When you have some other teams, you know, coming to win the title, it's more like of an upset or something. Mm-hmm. And that's just because of the wealth that Ajax have at their disposal. Yeah. You feel like even when they have a blip and they don't win the title, you feel like they'll still...
They spent, 22 million on Haller?
Yeah.
Spent 23 million on Berghaus and they bought him from their rivals. Like, they let that happen. Damn.
Can't compete, man. Can't compete. I mean, when you're selling.
And funny thing is, they're not even doing bad the Champions League as well, man. Yeah, but Haller is the top scorer. They're wiping, they wiped up more 4-0.
They have, I think they have, random, of course, but like, they have one of the best selling alternate kits this season. Like, no.
I like that it's a random.
Yeah. It's just to give you, like, just a tiny example of the type of financial muscle that the other teams are having to struggle with in that division.
True. Yes. I get your point.
Well, you know, I guess exciting game for the Ajax fans. I'm sure they're as happy as I am today. Maybe, obviously, I'm happier, but...
Yeah. They might be happier. You don't know. We can't, like, gauge the...
Can we talk about Jude Bellingham now?
No, we're not talking about Jude
Bellingham. Why not?
We're not moving yet. We're still talking about Ajax and PSV. All right, let's talk about Bundesliga now.
You're a very stressful guy. Honestly, you're a very, very stressful guy.
Honestly, Bayern, like, duh.
What do you expect?
Bayern wannabe.
Is there no one else, actually? It's going to be 10 years now. Double digits. What's going to happen? Do they keep the trophy or what? Or just like they make a new one? What's going to happen? They get a golden.
It's not them that make it.
Do they get a gold trade? Like a plate?
Yeah, they'll probably give them something. Maybe we'll give them a trophy this time, not a plate.
I think they should give them like rings like they do in the NBA or something.
We're being disrespectful. Dortmund are just 1 point behind them.
Where they disrespect you, state it.
I'm stating it right now, man.
No.
Dortmund are just 1 point behind them, man. So we're talking like we've won the title already.
Well, we've seen this story before now. Have we not seen this story before?
Well, they beat Hoffenheim 4-0. Lewandowski continues his scoring form.
Mm-hmm.
Szczęsny as well. He scored two. Cameron Person has scored the fourth. Oh, Choupo-Moting, yes.
Look at all the former Stoke boys are just doing well in various places.
Stoke are still in championship.
It tells you that maybe Stoke didn't do too poorly with their recruitment, but the managerial choice at the time.
Not managerial choice. They deserve to go down for the wickedness that they did.
Yeah.
In the league.
Yeah.
Yes. They deserved it. Why would you beat Steven Gerrard in the last game of the season? Why would you break Ramsey's leg? Why?
Tayo, you can't steal my joy. Tayo, I say again, you can't steal my joy.
Yeah, you wanted to talk about Jude Bellingham.
Yes, Jude Bellingham. Let's move on to better things. The new Gerrard seems to be tearing it up in the Bundesliga. I feel like we have to go in for that boy. We definitely have to. I mean, if we're able to win...
I know, like, need to see what he did first.
Oh,
yeah, so you can't just like talk about Jude Bellingham.
I think one goal, two assists. Yeah,
I don't know, but you want to talk about the goal, right? That he scored.
Yeah, wonderful inventiveness. You know, just that's what you call individual brilliance.
Yeah,
you can't some of these things. You can't like now. You can't. What are the tactics you want to tell him that will make him score that goal?
Cut back and chip the goalkeeper.
Bruh.
Yeah,
the boy is good. Now, obviously, we're feeling the quote unquote Bundesliga attack, which I think is just a lot of like tail banter because. I mean,
I don't understand why are you talking about this boy? There's no link to Liverpool, man.
No, you know that based on the influence where I get, I'm trying to, because you need to tap up the players early
if you were not Sky Sports,
Jude,
you can't just read something on the timeline and come and put it on this
Jude, if you're listening to this, yes. Of course you are. I mean, it's me.
Yeah.
If you're listening, just, you know,
what?
You never walk alone, man. Yeah.
I just want to say thank God he didn't join United.
Well, that would have been a bad one.
He might have been struggling.
But they'll still cry for a DM. It's not the DM they're looking for. I don't know.
Is it a DM?
No, as I'm saying, that's why probably why he didn't move, because they're looking for a DM.
No. Before the Dortmund move, that's when Man United
took Birmingham.
They were seeing him as a winger, basically.
He does have that. I think he has positional intelligence. He could probably play, maybe not as an outright winger, maybe as some sort of like...
and
inside forward sort of, yeah. But he's that good, you know. He's very good on the ball and he seems to just see everything in slow motion and doesn't have a real gem on their hands. When the shopping guys come, you know, aside from Haaland, obviously, they're going to make some good money on him as well.
When do you expect him to leave, though?
That's what I can't say for sure. Because
what, he's 18, have you?
He's 18 right now. He's on a good contract.
Playing football regularly.
I think a lot of clubs right now are content to just allow him just play his ball and just Definitely.
Or are people just going to wait for Dortmund to like put that cheap price tag and no doubt jump in? Because if you go in for him now, obviously you're going to pay over 100 million.
But right now, I think he has about four years left on his contract or so. Just watch him play.
I think it's five, so it's a 6-year contract.
Yeah, Alain plays ball. Okay. He's 18. Just let him play ball. I mean, if you feel like you have to go to the market.
No, because like, you're talking about Liverpool right now. Mm. So like,
anybody that's going in for him now, like in the next window, that's so in the summer, is probably trying to beat a competitor to his signature. That's what I feel.
Okay. We'll see how it goes. Jude Bellingham and them. Is there anything we're missing?
I'm not missing anything, though. Yeah. The only thing that's missing right now is United's dignity. So, we took all the dignity, everything gone.
Okay, for our Spotify fans, there's a poll that we'll put up. The poll is, should Ole stay or should he go? Yes or no? So,
by the time they are done voting, they might have signed him. What are you saying, this guy? Wait, do you think he's going to have a job by the next episode? Are you joking here?
Yes.
Tayo Adekunbi Okunuga.
Yes.
Says Ole is going to be at the wheel for one more bus ride.
Let me say it properly. Oluwa Tayo.
Hey!
Adekunbi Okunuga.
Hey!
Yes. That's it.
So Ole is going to get one more last ride.
There's no last ride. It's
30 rides.
30 rides. Well, why are they sacking him? Because he lost Liverpool. Liverpool are the best team on the land.
The wheels on the bus. We took all of it. Steering wheel joint. We took it all.
Anyway, please make sure you engage in our poll. Lohi. She's been quite busy, but she'll be back very soon.
Sure.
Big time. In fact, she will be in the show like proper with us.
Proper, yeah.
Very
soon. What did an episode have? Very soon, like, for sure.
What again?
If you really like this episode, man, make sure you share with your guys, man. Let them know what's up, man. Share my joy with your friends. With your enemies, to share my joy with your enemies. Let your enemy listen to me. Let them bask in the euphoria that I'm feeling. And if they are my enemy, let them also feel, let their sadness increase. Yeah. Let it grow. Okay. Let it multiply. Okay. Let it manifest in more listens for us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
All right, thank you guys as usual for listening at all. See you guys next week. Ciao.
Ciao. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, and, you know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.